This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Jimmy Jordan. Tourism is showing signs of a rebound in Tompkins County. Michael Memis has more.
Tourism seems to be on the up and up in Tompkins County. That's a story Nick Helmholtz shared at a Tompkins County Legislature Committee on July 22nd. He's the tourism program director for the county.
Tourism is rebounding slightly more quickly than we had anticipated. It's still down to 2019. I don't want to make it sound like we're back to where we were pre-COVID, but it's coming in a more favorably than we expected.
The county has seen a surge in revenue from the room tax, which is an indicator that people are visiting. The tax charges people or businesses renting out a room for less than 30 days, and it added nearly $600,000 to county coffers. That's 20% above what was expected and the most in a quarter since the start of the pandemic. 46% of the room tax came from Airbnbs, but roughly a third of the county's short-term listings are on other platforms that don't have a sales or room tax agreement with Tompkins County. Helmholtz admitted he is hoping to remedy this in the future. Michael Memis, WRFI News.
The Range announced Wednesday afternoon that three fully vaccinated people who attended an event at the venue have tested positive for COVID-19. The event was a Thursday dance party on July 22nd. The Range says they have been in contact with the Tompkins County Health Department and were advised to have staff and anyone in attendance get tested if any symptoms arise. The Range plans to remain open and continue hosting fully vaccinated events. A new wind energy project is in its early planning stages for Southern Cayuga County. The developer is Liberty Renewables, Inc. The company is based in Albany, but it's a joint venture between two international renewable energy developers, Natural Forces and ProWind Renewables. Liberty has been securing leases in Cayuga County since 2020. Their goal is to build 100 megawatts of wind energy capacity by 2024. The Auburn Citizen reports that Liberty is still negotiating financial benefits for the wind project's host communities. Today, showers likely, high in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers continue, low near 60. This is WRFI News.